O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. We delight to walk in your way. Lead us in your mercy. Psalm 119, 153 to 156. Behold my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. According to your promise, give me life. Deliverance is far from the wicked, for they do not study your statutes. Great is your compassion, O Lord. Preserve my life according to your judgments. We delight to walk in your way. Lead us in your mercy. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up in the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing I plead with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. We delight to walk in your way. Lead us in your mercy. Clement of Rome wrote, let your whole body then be preserved in Christ Jesus, and let everyone be subject to his neighbor. Let the strong not despise the weak, and let the weak show respect to the strong. Let the rich man provide for the wants of the poor, and let the poor man bless God, because he has given him a community that can provide for his needs. Let us consider then, brothers, the matter out of which we were made, how we came into the world from utter darkness, as if emerging from a grave. He who made us and fashioned us prepared his bountiful gifts for us before we were born, and introduced us into his world. Since, therefore, we receive all these things from him, we ought to give him thanks for everything. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As I draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. We choose to rejoice today in God's righteousness and justice, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 9. But the Lord reigns forever, executing judgment from his throne. He will judge the world with justice and rule the nations with fairness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sometimes we can be too quick to focus on what Jesus has done for us or what he can do for us, rather than how he feels about us. Jesus, we pray that you will help us to know your heart for us this day. Lord, help us to step into the world with a deeper understanding of your intimate love for us and for others. Who is our neighbor? We ask you to give us names, bring someone specific to our mind. How can we demonstrate your love for them this day? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Today, we want to recommit our time, our energy, and intention with you, with a prayer written by Henry Nguyen. I so much want to be in control. I want to be the master of my own destiny. Still, I know that you are saying, let me take you by the hand and lead you. Accept my love and trust that where I will bring you, the deepest desires of your heart will be fulfilled. Lord, open my hands to receive your gift of love. Thank you for your promise that you delight in us. Because of your love, you rejoice over us. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, when we weary of the journey, strengthen us by your Spirit to imagine new heavens and a new earth. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.